WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Emergency rescue workers are now trying to locate and rescue people who are still trapped in the rubble of the federal office building in Oklahoma City. A car bomb blew it up this morning. Earlier today, I spoke with Frank Salomon, a public information officer with the Urban Search and Rescue Unit, a special rescue team based in Phoenix, Arizona, which was activated by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to assist in the rescue effort. The team includes specially trained doctors, heavy equipment operators for safely removing rubble, and technicians with special devices to listen for the sounds of people who are trapped. I asked Frank Salomon to describe what happens when the team arrives on the scene.
When the team arrives to wherever the incident may be, it breaks off into different groups. And each group will have a structure engineer, they will have a doctor, they will have a hazardous material technician, they will have a technical rescue member, and they will have either a dog or fiber optics or any other type of device to locate the patient or the person trapped.
The rescue team has to find the people who are trapped.
Exactly.
In the office building, how do you find where the people are? Do you have any special high-tech equipment that can help you locate
yes,
them?
Yes, we have, of course, the most important one is just screaming out, mm-hmm. calling for people and trying to listen. We have some high-tech listening equipment that is very sensitive to noise that we can apply into the rubble, and we can try to hear people breathing. We can try to hear people crying for help. We also have fiber optic equipment where we can tunnel through the debris and have a camera at the very tip of it so that we could see where where the people are trapped. We have infrared equipment that detects the heat of the patient, of the person trapped in an atmosphere where it's pretty cold there. It's going to be great to be able to detect a warm body or any type of heat coming from this person that is trapped, and that will locate the patient or the person that is trapped. We have dogs that have great sniffing ability to find people that are trapped, and of course there's other means of the try to find area maps of that building where meetings were being held to try to detect a general area where we can start from.
What are some of the typical dangers of rescuing people who are trapped in rubble in a nine-story building?
We have secondary collapse. That's perhaps is one of the most important or the most dangerous for any rescuer, is going into an area that is very unstable.
Are there different phases of rescue you expect this operation will go to?
Yes, most definitely. The first phase, of course, is to try to detect and remove all the patients that are easily removed, as far as by walking them off or by applying them on a backboard and removing them without having to go through any deep digging. The second phase of it would be to shore up the area as far as stabilize the area and to rescue any people that can be rescued by just simple means of removing some minor debris. And then, of course, the final phase of it would be removing the major debris, which is the large structural items, the large floors, concrete, beams, and columns, removing them. And at that time, we're looking at a few days into the event. By the time we get to that phase, and by then, it no longer becomes a search and rescue, but it becomes a body retrieval incident.
What kind of training do the people on the team go to prepare for a rescue like this?
Okay, there's different members of this team. For instance, let's say the hazardous material incidents team, which is a component of the whole FEMA team, they go to many hours of classroom education as far as different chemicals and different environments where these patients may be. We're looking at a possible gas rupture. Natural gas lines that may be ruptured, and natural gas is collecting in low-lying pockets of this collapse area. Any type of ignition source would cause another explosion secondary to the explosion that happened earlier. So we need our hazardous material team in there with devices, with instruments to detect the atmosphere, to do an atmospheric reading. Many of these areas where the people might be trapped could be oxygen depleted, meaning that they're in such a confined area that no more oxygen, all the oxygen is used up, and that also creates a very dangerous atmosphere for firefighters or rescuers. The people from the The other component of that is the technical rescue. They have countless of hours in training in mountain rescue, in confined space rescue, tunneling type of incidents. And out here in the Southwest, we have a big problem with swift water rescue and flash floods and stuff. They've been trained in many different types of styles and situations.
How's your team getting out there? Are they flying or driving?
Yeah, what we have here is all the members are here at the academy right now. They've been briefed on the situation. They have all the equipment loaded into two large semis. Those two large semis are on their way out to Luke Air Force Base, which is a military establishment here in Phoenix. They're going to be loaded into a C-141 air cargo aircraft, and that cargo aircraft will be flying into Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. Our members will be in that C-141 along with all the equipment. We have, earlier I stated that we'd sent an initial four-member crew to assess the situation. Those members are flying out by Southwest Airlines on a commercial aircraft to right to Oklahoma City to determine how much more equipment and personnel will be needed.
Well, I wish the people on your team good luck, and thank you very much for your time and telling us a little bit about the operation.
Okay.
Frank Salomon is a public information officer with the Phoenix Urban Search and Rescue Unit, which is assisting in the rescue operation at the Oklahoma City Federal Building.